Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast, and I just hope that you all are well and must be missing me. Well, today you all will be enjoying a cup of tea with me. So are you all ready to enjoy that? Well, today is an international tea day in some of the countries. Well, today I will be talking about that, but let me ask you one question. Are you ready to answer me? Good. Do you know that the happiness begins with a cup of tea? And so, I am a tea lover, as it brings a lot of smile on my face whenever I sip a good cup of tea. And especially when I went to Darjeeling, I really have enjoyed sipping tea in that cool weather. So have you ever tried sipping a tea to any of your favorite place? I remember about the Darjeeling. Then I recall one important incident. Yes, when I was just 11 years old, I could relate it as I'm a tea lover. Yes, at that time I could not drink the tea, or I never thought of drinking about the tea. But I remember the incidents that, yes, my parents, they enjoyed that. What? They enjoyed that moment. Yes, the moment when they started sipping the tea while sitting. Yes, while sitting on the table which was there in the lake, in the river. Yes, it was not so deep, obviously. And yes, they enjoyed that in Manali. When I was just 11 years old, I remembered this very often. And yes, today also I'm remembering and recalling that moment. And I can now relate, yes, that how important for them was to enjoy the moment as tea, something like that. It is a magic. Yes, it is truly, what I can say, like wine for those who drink it. Yes, and that is a good wine. Well, why we should drink tea? Tea is a beverage made from the Camellia sinensis plant. Yes, sinensis plant. And it is the most consumed drink in the world after water. It is believed that the tea originated in Northeast India, North Myanmar, and Southwest China. But the exact place where the plant grew first is not known. Tea has been with us for a long time, and there is evidence that the tea was consumed in China 5,000 years ago. Well, everyone loves a cup of tea. Many of the workers and the producers of that tea face poor conditions and pay. Help raise awareness and keep the tea fair. So today we will be dedicating this episode to all the workers who really work hard for obtaining this precious beverage for all of us. Tea industry provides millions of people around the world with the cups of tea in the morning. One of the biggest producers of the tea, India, recognizes the importance of tea in its communities and as a commodity for commerce. But much of the working conditions for those within the tea industry still need much improvement. If you think this holiday was about drinking tea, well, think again. International Tea Day is all about the tea workers and bringing civil rights into action. Let's see how this holiday came to pass. Right? Well, we are going to learn about the history of this day. Yes, in the year 2005, this day, a campaign, yes, on one of the fine day, a campaign was started, or I can say was launched by the trade unions, small tea growers and the civil society organizations in Asia and Africa to address the issues of living wages for the workers and the fair prices for small tea producers. International Tea Conference in New Delhi came out with an international declaration on the rights of workers and small growers to help to regulate uneven competition, land ownership, safety regulations, rights of women, social security and living wages. Another organization, the Tea Board of India, proposed International Tea Day in hopes of it becoming an official holiday to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Now, these were the efforts taken by all, and this was proposed, yes, this was proposed by Chairman Santosh Kumar Sarangi in 2015. According to the chairman, the proposal of India was supported by the countries such as Canada, United States, European Union, Sri Lanka, China, Japan, Kenya and Malawi. Okay, so much thing I have already talked about. I've already talked about so many things. Now let me tell you one thing very clearly, that if you really want to celebrate this day, you need to think about those who really work hard to obtain this, right? And as a tea lover, you need to shop this with the care of those who produce it, right? So, being a healthy and energizing drink, it's the best alternative to alcohol. So enjoy having it and stay connected. Be to learn more till then. Take a very good care of yourself. And bye-bye.